Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're tuned in to another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. It's my delight to have you with us today, and I look forward to your calls and your comments, your dialogue and discussion. You can call in, reach right through to the studio and to our mics where we can have the discussion today, simply by dialing 401-1413. 904-401-1413 gets you right through to the studio where we can have the discussion we're going to be talking about today, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. But before we get into the monologue and the discussion for today, let me remind you that on Sunday, July the 1st, right here at First Conservative Baptist Church, we'll be celebrating Independence Day. It'll be celebrating what we call July the 4th, but it'll be on July the 1st, on Sunday, July the 1st at 10 a.m. here at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located exactly 1 mile south of I-295 on Old San Augustine Road, right in the very heart of Mandarin. We invite you to celebrate Independence Day with us. We want you to come and hear some great music. We'll have the Groves Family Singers will be with us in concert on that Sunday morning. We will have the reenactment of Patrick Henry's speech. I don't know if you've ever heard the full speech or not. Most know Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, but most do not realize it's about a 22-minute speech that Patrick Henry had. And Harry McKay, that's traveled across the nation, imitating Patrick Henry. He will be in the Patrick Henry full outfit, his look. He will be giving that presentation. I've heard it many, many times, and I'm always thrilled, challenged in my heart, each time I hear him give that wonderful, wonderful speech, which we call Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. And then we'll have a wonderful barbecue lunch together in the lunchroom here at the church. Of course, there'll be a small fee for the barbecue lunch for each participant. But the total program is going to be about two and a half hours, 10 o'clock until about 12:30 on the July the 1st. That's about 3 weeks from now. Sunday, July the 1st. So let me remind you to put it on your calendar now. Celebrate Independence Day with us at First Conservative Baptist Church. Be delighted to have you. There's no advance ticket that's required. There's no advance notification. Just be here. Plan now to be here. Invest your July the 4th, the Independence Day celebration, in a godly fashion where you can hear good godly music, hear a gospel message from the Word of God, and some wonderful barbecue lunch together, and celebrate the July the 4th, Independence Day, with First Conservative Baptist Church and jointly with Conservative Theological University. We'd be delighted to have you as our very special guest. In the meantime, if there are questions about the program or anything that you'd like to ask about that, you can dial 262-7777, 262-7777. Get right through to the church office. But that'll be, we call it, and we've done this for many, many years, God and Country Day, July the 1st of this year. That's 3 weeks from now, approximately, celebrating Independence Day with us. Come, hear some great music, powerful message from the Word of God, and fellowship with other believers. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, again, for tuning in today. The challenge that we have is from the Scripture. Let me just read you 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. The Scripture says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The word study in the Greek text indicates toil. It indicates an in-depth strain, if you will. It indicates putting time and effort and energy into the Word of God. Study to show thyself approved. It's the little Greek word dokimos. It means after having gone through the test, there's the approval of God. Study to show thyself approved of God, not a man, but approved of God, but rightly dividing the word of truth. But what is that study to show thyself approved unto God? A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world of confusion. Yes, confusion. Satan is the great causative factor of confusion. There's confusion over political issues. There's confusion over scientific issues and social issues and theological and biblical issues. And although most may never be able to fully come to a resolution of the political and social and scientific issues, may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, every Christian, every believer, if you're listening to me today, and you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, every Christian should strive to understand what the Bible says about doctrinal theological subjects. Multitudes today simply have what I call a superficial understanding of God's Word. Many today, and perhaps you're listening, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory fashion, but perhaps you're listening and you don't know the 66 books of the Bible, how to find them. You don't know anything about why they were written. You don't know anything about the different dispensations of the Scripture and how you place it in the right dispensation to understand what God is saying. If you don't understand the culture, the custom, and the background of the setting and the writing and who had written it, then there's a need to study, a need to study that we might, as individual believers, be approved, dokimos, before the Lord God himself. But may I remind us, it's a difficult thing to do. If you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a deacon, if you're usher in your church, if you're a pastor, if you're a Christian educator, if perhaps you are simply the individual on the pew that wants to know a little more about the Word of God, it's easy to get confused today because there's so many voices, theological voices, biblical voices. You can turn on television right now. You can turn, roll the dial on many radio stations. And you'll find preacher after preacher after preacher, Bible teacher after Bible teacher, and they will have a totally different understanding of what God's Word says, or they will present a totally different understanding of it. But may I remind us that confusion comes about as a result of many trying to convey biblical truth, but not having a handle on the truth themselves. Everyone has their own doctrine. Everyone has their own interpretation. Everyone seems to have a different understanding of what the Scripture says. But ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people that will have the philosophy, and perhaps you've done so. Perhaps you've said, well, everybody interprets the Bible a little differently. No, if you receive a letter from your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter that's been away for 6 months, and they send you a letter, words have meaning. And therefore, if they were to write a letter, 2-page, 3-page, 10-page letter, you certainly would not open the envelope, read page 3 and page 10, and put it back in the box. You'd read all 10 pages, or all 3 pages, or all 5 pages of that letter so that you'd understand the fullness of the context of what's being said. Multitudes today will simply read a verse here, a verse there, or phrase here, a fragment there, and knit it together, and make it say something that God never intended to be said. We're talking about rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'm emphasizing this because I want to share with you in just a moment where you can do that and do it appropriately in the study of the Scripture. We have a whole diverse group of studies and programs with Conservative Theological University through the Bible College Division, the Graduate Division, where you can get an Associate of Arts degree, a Bachelor of Arts, a Master of Arts, Master of Divinity, and one or two, three of the 4 different doctoral programs. We'll talk about that in a moment. But where I'm going with that is simply this. Let me give you some examples of many different understandings of biblical truth. Let me give you an example of some of the issues that perhaps you've asked questions about or you've talked about and you didn't have answers on. For example, is there a purgatory? Does purgatory exist? Where in the Bible do you go to find purgatory? Or where do you go in the Bible to find what is often called in some theological circles limbo? Is purgatory real? Is there a limbo, that is a place that's undecided, where you float around in non-existence between heaven and hell until it's determined where you need to go? Some teach that and preach that. Does hell really exist? What does the Bible say about the reality of hell? The Pope just recently said hell doesn't exist. The Pope recently said that gays are created that way and God created you that way. The Pope recently said there's a methodology by which a person can be prayed out of purgatory. The Pope recently said the Bible needs to be rewritten because it doesn't conform with the society today. So does hell really exist? What does the Bible say? What is the rapture? Now, there are a whole lot of folks today, and many denominations say the rapture is not in the scripture, that there's not any such thing as the rapture, that the church is not going to be snatched out. The word rapture means to be suddenly seized, to be snatched out. Will the body of Christ, will you as a believer, will I as a believer, be snatched out of this old world at some point in time in the future? What does the Bible say? You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of what your denomination says. It's not a matter of what Baptist, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, any other group says. It's a matter of what does the Bible say. It's the reason the scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That ought to be a challenge to every Christian listening to me. What does the Bible say about the tribulation? Will the Christian go through the tribulation? When will the tribulation take place? Where will the tribulation take place? What happens after the believer is taken out of this world? What happens after the believer dies? Where will the believer go after the believer dies? I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, issues and questions, theological, biblical, doctrinal questions that are floating around in society today that multitudes will stand in the pulpit or in the classroom lecturing and teaching without having the full knowledge and understanding of these subjects. What happens when the Christian dies? What happens when an individual dies? Is there soul sleep? There's some cults today that teach that when you die, it's no more than a dog. You're in the grave. Some teach that when you die, your soul sleeps and your body's in the grave, and that's the end of it. Your soul sleeping. Is that real or is it relevant? Is that biblical? Has God already decided who's going to heaven and who's going to hell? Some teach in covenant theology and grace theology and in Calvinism God's already predetermined who's going to heaven, who's going to hell, and you can do nothing about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about today the subject of rightly dividing the word of truth. You can join in this dialogue and discussion. You can ask a question, any theological, doctrinal, biblical question. Feel free to simply call and ask. 401-1413, 904-401-1413. What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? There's some that say, you know, you can get saved, and then evidence of being saved is being baptized in the Holy Spirit and speaking in ecstatic utterances. Is that in the scripture? Have you spoken in tongues? Do you believe in speaking in tongues? Do you believe it's found in the scripture? Is it there evidence any place in scripture to authenticate and to validate speaking in dialectos, dialects, languages today? Yes, there are two or three different possibilities. There is the glossolalia, that is the unintelligible ecstatic utterances. Many claim to have that gift. And then there's the true gift of speaking in tongues. Is it valid for today? What does the Bible say about it? Is the Bible reliable? Is the Bible considered the first, foremost, and final authority? Is the Bible inspired? Is it infallible? The number of so-called theologians, doctrinal teachers, and Bible preachers today that will say the Bible has errors in it. I want you to show me one. Find me one place that you say, I'm smarter than God and I found an error in the Bible. But yet that's taught today from many pulpits and many lecterns where academics and the Word of God is being taught. What about the fact of evolution? Did God create us and we just evolved to where we are today? It's called theistic evolution. Is theistic evolution biblical? What about the Big Bang theory? Was there a gigantic explosion and then everything fell into place? Or did God create everything in 6 days and on the seventh day rested? What about biblical creationism? the greatest fundamental flaw in multitudes of pulpits and teaching sessions about the Word of God today is the belief that somehow, some way, God's Word has an error in it, and that the literal six-day creation did not take place as the Bible said it would. Why will the world be ultimately destroyed? Will it be destroyed by fire? If so, where do you find that? Is it real? What happens after that? When will the rapture of the church take place? What happens after the rapture of the church? What about the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Christ? What denomination really saves? How is a person born again? When is the day of the Lord? What does that mean, the day of the Lord? I could go on and on and on and on with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of theological, doctrinal, biblical questions. We could look at hundreds of these biblical questions and subjects, so many of which are misunderstood, misinterpreted, misrepresented, and preached incorrectly. This is the very reason Conservative Theological University is so passionate about preparing men and women in the Word of God for the teaching of the Word. If you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a deacon, if you're just an usher in the church, if you simply want to know more about the Word of God, or if you're a pastor, associate pastor, you're a Christian educator, you're an evangelist, you're a missionary, let me encourage you, challenge you to study the Word, to know the Word, to be passionate about the Word. Conservative Theological University has had the privilege of teaching men and women in the Word of God for over 35 years. We have hundreds of pastors and evangelists and missionaries, Christian educators, serving the Lord Jesus Christ around the globe at this very moment. But yes, I want to remind you that there is a very simple way that you can get a taste of what we're doing at Conservative Theological University. We have each summer what we call the Summer Seminar Series. In the Summer Seminar Series, we have a variety of weekend seminars. They're simply on Friday night and all day on Saturday. We have three of them, June, July, and August. For example, the month of June would be the Panorama of Prophecy. That'll be on June 22nd and 23rd, 6:30 on a Friday night, June 22nd. And we have 3 hours of lecture. And then 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, there's an hour of break for lunch. Usually we have a brief amount of finger food and refreshments for those participants in the seminar. And then we complete the seminar at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Panorama of Prophecy, we'll talk about that in just a moment because it's the one that's coming up in the next few days. And then in July will be the Journey Through the Ages, the Kingdom of God. It's a 7,000-year timeline, ladies and gentlemen, where you can look at from start to finish of the 7,000 years of God's universe. Yes, we believe that God's going to wrap up this whole world in about 7,000 years total. We're approaching now the 6,000-year mark. There'll be a 1,000-year millennial reign, and the wrap-up of that will be a 7,000-year God's perfect number, 7, a 7,000-year universe. It's the big picture. It's the overview of biblical history, including characters and events from the creation through the end of time, Genesis through Revelation. It's blended with the American history, the presidents, the wars and discoveries, and also the world empires, and much, much more. That'll be July the 20th and the 21st. And then in August, we'll have, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the programs provided through the seminars for the through the semester of the summer semester with Conservative Theological University. The month of August, August the 17th and 18th, walk through the Bible. It's seeing the Lord Jesus Christ in all the Scripture. It is the divine plan, God's divine plan of redemption as unfolded in the inspired Scriptures. The key to understanding the Bible is found in the truth about who Jesus Christ is. The complete story of the coming of the Messiah will be revealed, and the central figure of all the ages and all of the certainty of things to come is wrapped around Jesus Christ. So June, July, and August, let me tell you more about the Panorama of Prophecy seminar that will take place June the 22nd, 23rd. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to be an enrolled student in the university to participate in this summer series of seminars. It gives you an opportunity to come in and sit as a student, participate, listen to the lectures, take notes, and enjoy the fellowship with other believers. Some will be the enrolled students. Some will be others just like yourself that will come in for the edification of the study of that particular seminar. Panorama of Prophecy, June 22nd, 23rd, be 22nd on 6:30 on a Friday afternoon. Go until approximately 9:30 in the evening, and then 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock on a Saturday. We'll look at the biblical text for the rapture of the church. What is the rapture? When will it take place? Where will it take place? Who will be in the rapture? Who will be left behind? We'll look at the ruin, the 7 years of tribulation. Who will be in the tribulation? Will the Christian be in the tribulation? What is the tribulation for? What does the word tribulation mean? Why should we be concerned about those that are left behind? Why tribulation? What is it for? Is it simply a vendetta of God's? Is it God's judgment? If it's God's judgment, who is he judging? If it's his judgment, will the Christian be there? Immediately following the 7 years of ruin, called the tribulation, will be the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who will see him? How will we see him? What will he do when he returns? Just a little tidbit of information. When he returns, according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 through 21, he is going to slay the enemies of God, the enemies of Christ, the enemies of the church. It'll be the grand finale of the time that is called the Battle of Armageddon. It'll be the grand finale of that when Jesus Christ comes back and slays them with the sword of his mouth, the scripture says. And then Satan and the Antichrist will be cast into the place that's called hell. Yes, hell does exist. And we can look at that in the scripture. After the return of Christ, he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And he will rule and reign from his throne in the new temple housed in Jerusalem. And there's no temple there today, ladies and gentlemen. The temple was destroyed in AD 70. But there shall be a temple rebuilt prior to the rapture of the church. It will be seen or started. And during the days of the tribulation, there will be the temple. During the days of the millennial reign, Jesus Christ will rule and reign from that temple for 1,000 years. Now, there are some that say the thousand-year reign of Christ is taking place in heaven now. Not so, not so, not so. The reign of Christ will be upon the face of this earth, this old world. Jesus Christ will rule and reign. And then following the rule and reign of that 1,000 years will be the entering in to that place called heaven, where we will spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be this seminar. Would be fact-filled. It would be a thorough journey through the biblical prophetic text. It will look at all of the biblical prophetic text from the rapture of the church to the return, the rule, and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not want to miss a moment. If you're a pastor, if you're a missionary, if you're an educator, if you're a Christian educator in particular, a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, let me urge you to pick up the telephone and dial 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Leave your contact information with one of the operators, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Leave that information, name, address, telephone number, email address, so someone can get back with you and set a time that you can come in. Perhaps talk about, if you want to enroll as a Bible college student, talk about the seminar. Or if you want to, you can just wait until the seminar day, walk in and register at the door. There's a $99 seminar fee that includes the lecture. That includes the textbook, that includes the syllabi, that includes your noontime light luncheon on Saturday, and the totality of the program. I urge you, I encourage you, if you want to be faithful to the Word of God, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's my challenge today, and I encourage you to do so. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a better picture that I want to point out to you. There's a greater information that I want to give you, and that is simply this. If you're interested in becoming a Bible college student, enrolling, we've got some wonderful, wonderful news today. Enrollment for the fall semester is open now. You can enroll now, and we have just a limited, very, very limited number that we can take on this basis. You can get a 100%, you heard me right, 100% tuition scholarship. The Associates of Arts degree, I'm not talking about just for one semester. I'm talking about for your Associates of Arts degree. It's a 62-credit-hour program. It's $9,300. And you can get a 100% grant scholarship for that $9,300 if you're a brand-new student enrolling at Conservative Theological University. You'd need to pay your enrollment fees, which is about $105 for your enrollment fees. You would need to pay any of your assessment fees and administration fees and textbook fees and your future graduation fees and your diploma fee and your semester fees. There are a number of fees that goes along during the course of the two-year program. And that can be set up so that you can just simply pay it on a monthly installment basis directly to the university. But the $9,300 is a gift from God through the school to you for you to enroll. You can call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, leave your name, telephone number, email address, and some contact information so that one of the enrollment counselors can call you and schedule a time for you to come in and get the enrollment started. Perhaps you've already done some studying at a college. Could be a local college, secular school, or could be a Bible college. Could be that you've done some studies years and years and years ago. Those credits are never lost. They can be transferred in and go toward the 62 credit hours that's required for you to get your earned certified Associates of Arts degree in Biblical Studies. I look forward to hearing from you. It is my desire, it is the desire of the faculty, the staff, and all of the professors here at Conservative Theological University to see you as a Christian to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And this is the challenge that God gives us. This is the responsibility. Why is that so? Because in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, this is the rationale. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. We need to be able to teach others what the Word of God says. It's not a matter of hypothetical. It's not a matter of ideological. It doesn't make any difference, ladies and gentlemen, what your denomination or my denomination says about the Scripture. When we get to heaven, there'll be no denominational name tags. There won't be the little cubicles that says Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, et cetera, et cetera. We'll be in heaven because we're saved or we won't be there. But your life impacts the lives of others. My life impacts the lives of others. And God would have us to take what He has taught us through His Word and teach it to others, that others might teach it to others, that others might teach it to others, that others might even teach it to others. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, let me challenge you today to call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, or you can call the local telephone number, which is very, very simple. It is 904-262-8275. 904-262-8275. Call that we might be able to get back with you, that we can register you for the summer seminar series. That's the June, July, August series of seminars, Panorama of Prophecy, Journey Through the Ages, Walk Through the Bible, and any of these you can enroll for without being a student. Call us at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you again on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.